今天下午要用这一堂勤劳来做我们互相勉励。
And this afternoon, I'd like to use the topic to be diligent as a mutual encouragement.
我们大部分这里的信徒啊都很勤劳。
And most of the members here, we are very diligent.
特别是在这个赚钱上。
And especially when it comes to making money.
有时候我看到父母亲也告诉儿女啊，你要勤劳啊，好好读书啊，好好赚钱。
And sometimes I see parents telling their children, you have to be diligent, you have to work hard and make money.
父母亲有他的好意，因为好好勤劳的赚钱的话，我们会富足，过好的生活。
And the parents, they have their good will because when they study hard, they can make good money.
那其实作为传道，我可以体谅父母亲的心，因为我也是有这种态度。
And as a pastor, I can understand how the parents will feel because that's what I will also do.
可是传道所注重的就是我们灵性上的富足。
But what the pastor emphasizes on is the spiritual abundance.
我很希望我们弟兄姐妹来参加聚会的时候还是参加灵会的时候都带充充满满带神的恩典来。
And how I wish that when the brothers and sisters they come to attend service, they bring on the abundance.
有时候，假如说这种大聚集里面假如说难得有些事情发生，后来这个儿女从远地回来，那假如父母亲看到儿女这个很穷很邋遢我想父母亲都很难过，是不是？弟兄姐妹也觉得也很难过。
And usually at our family gatherings, when we see our children or they come back, but when we see them poor, we will feel very sorrowful.
所以我们要来勤劳。来学习勤劳。
So that is why we have to learn to be diligent.
那今天要用最主要用两个经节来跟大家分享。
And today, most likely, I use two verses to share.
来回答什么叫做勤劳？为什么要勤劳
？And first is what is diligent and how to be diligent.
在什么事情上我们要勤劳
？And in what things should we be diligent?
我们来看箴言第六章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 6.
箴言第六章。
Proverbs chapter 6.
箴言是一本智慧的书充满了很多的智慧。
And Proverbs is a book filled with wisdom.
在箴言第六章第六节到十一节。
Proverbs chapter 6 verse 6 to 11.
作者就这样说了。
And the author says,
说懒惰人你去查看蚂蚁的动作，就可得智慧。第七节。
7.
蚂蚁没有元帅，没有官长，没有君王。第八节。
8.
尚且在下天预备食物，在收割时聚聚粮食。第九节。
9.
懒惰人你要睡到几时呢？你何时睡醒呢？第十节。
10.
在睡片时，在打盹片时，抱着手握片时。第十一节。
11.
你的贫穷就必如强盗速来，你的缺乏仿佛拿兵器的人来到。在这里我们通常把这个经节想成说在世上要勤劳。
And in this section, usually when we read it, we think we have to be diligent in our work.
其实圣经上最主要目的是要使人在灵性上富足。
But in the Bible, the main point is that we can be diligent in spiritual life.
我们看看我们自己的生活我们真的有富足吗？
And if we look at our spiritual life, do we have abundance?
有时候我看教会我有时候会心里有点难过。
And sometimes when I look at the church, I will feel very sorrowful.
因为在教会缺少很多的功能。
Because the church lacks many workers.
那很多信徒在道理上还是在初步而已。
And many believers in their knowledge, they are just on the surface.
那我知道大家都很勤劳了。可是我们在灵性上，我们要勤劳。
I know everyone is diligent, but we have to be diligent in the spiritual life.
那什么叫做勤劳呢
？And what is diligent?
我们看这个第六节和第七节。
And verse 6 and 7.
这个作者也是神
And the author is also God.
叫我们去看蚂蚁。
So wants us to go look at the ant.
因为蚂蚁没有元帅，也没有官长，没有君王。
Because the ant having no captain, overseer, or ruler.
这是蚂蚁的智慧
And this is the wisdom, and this is the diligence and the wisdom of the ant.
我们看过蚂蚁，对不对？蚂蚁有没有个这个官长还是这个司令说，嘿，你这只 蚂蚁第一名去这边坐，蚂蚁第二名你去那边坐。
And we have all seen ants, and do we ever see there's a captain telling each ant to do one thing?
没有，每一只蚂蚁啊都很自动。
And no, it doesn't exist. And every ant is very diligent and all very does everything automatically.
都会找事做，而且想说如何来造就给大家。
And every ant will find something to do and also to edify everyone.
所以这些蚂蚁不只是为自己找食物啊，也是为大家找食物。
And so the ant does not only look for his own food, but also for food for everyone.
所以绝对看不到一只蚂蚁也没有事情说，我好无聊。
And so you will never find an ant that would just sit there and say, I'm bored.
那我们作为信徒，我们要看看我们作为教会，我可以做什么。
And so as a member and a believer, we should see what could be done in church.
我们看看我自己的灵性上，我可以做什么使我灵性上富足。
And we should examine what things we can do to make our spiritual life abundant.
比如说
For example,
我们当然我们小时候的时候会有人提醒我们说，哎，你要读经啊，你要祷告。
And of course, when we are younger, there will be people reminding us to pray and read the Bible.
可是当我们信主一段时间，我们应该不需要有人再提醒我们这些的。
But after we have believed in a while, we don't need anyone to remind these things.
我们应该很主动的，每天的有节制啊，来自我要求来灵修。
And we should automatically and we should have self-control and to require ourselves to do these things.
有时候看父母亲，有时候我看起来也很可怜呐、啊，就是看到儿女啊，你要这个衣服要穿好啊，这个衣服什么要做好什么。就是很多事情呢，就要提醒。
And sometimes I see the parents that they will constantly remind their children, whether to put their clothes on or to do this.
其实不是他们不能做，他们可以做。
And it is not that they don't know how to do this; they do know how to do it.
可是他们好像感觉好像没有醒悟过来，还没有知道说，哎，这个我应该我是家里的一份子啊，我应该要担当一些重担啊，不要让父母亲担心。
But it's because they are not yet awakened or aware that as a member of the household, they should do these things.
我们可以看到蚂蚁啊，把这些事情当成自己的事。
And we can see that the ant treats all these things as their own business.
这是我们今天要有功能，也是要的做工的人。
And so today we need this because we need the workers to work.
要有这种态度。
And we have to have this kind of attitude.
在任何的公共机关呢，还是公司里面呢、啊？假如说老板还是上司要跟我们说一句话，我们才去做一件事。
And no matter what organization we work for or in our workplace, the boss tells us to do things.
我想这种功能呢、啊，上司还老板会很讨厌。为什么？像机器人一样。
And I believe the boss would not be happy with these type of persons because they're just like robots.
我们神也是要神要什么样的功能呢
？And so, what kind of workers does God want?
还是什么样的信徒呢
？And what kind of believers? 啊，
真的把教会、把自己的灵修啊，当成自己的什么生意来做
？And to treat at the works in church and also their spiritual cultivation as their own.
我们可以看到很多的老板都很自动自发、啊。
And we see that many bosses they are very proactive.
不是吗
？And isn't it so?
那神也希望我们有自动自发，知道我虽然是负责这里，那我要把这里管好，好了使弟兄姐妹得到造就。
And so I believe God wants us to be proactive, so we can do things and to edify others.
我们看一个经节。
And let's see another verse.
我们看这个哥罗西书。
Colossians.
哥罗西书。
Colossians.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
哥罗西书第一章二十八节。
Colossians chapter 1 verse 28.
哥罗西书第一章二十八节。
Colossians chapter 1 verse 28.
我们传扬他是用诸般的智慧劝诫个人，教导个人，要把个人在基督里完完全全的引到神面前。二十九节。
Verse 29.
我也为此劳苦，照着他在我里面运用的大能尽心竭力啊。在这里我们可以看到说这个保罗很主动
and here we can see that Paul is very diligent
很尽力的在做工
and he worked with all his might
那他做工他知道有个目的就是要劝诫人教导人使人啊所以完完全全到神的面前可以得救啊被神接纳
and his motive in all the works he does is that he may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus.
那我们在教会做负责人、做工人，我们应该有这种醒悟啊。我们碰到弟兄姐妹，值得我们要主动关怀，来帮助他们在灵性上长进。那我们也要充实自己。
And so, in order to be a worker in church or a board member in church, we have to be very proactive to care for others.
那还有一件事情，在工作的时候，我们不只是把这个工作当成自己的，而且我们要知道说，这其实这公司啊，这个教会啊，是神的。
And also, when we take on work, we shouldn't just consider our own, but also this is for God.
我们不是为我们自己荣耀，我们是为神的荣耀。
And it is not for our own glory, but instead for God's.
那我们这样做，才会做的被神悦纳，我们才做的有尽力、有劲。
And only when we do this way, it will be pleasing to God, and we will be joyful in the same time.
啊，这是这个箴言第六章在这里告诉我们，我们要学习蚂蚁这种勤劳。
And so this is what the Proverbs chapter 6 tells us. We have to be diligent just like an ant.
不像常常人家在吩咐我们，我们会自动自发。
And we do not need the instructions from others, but instead we just proactively do it.
不需要有人常常提醒我们。
And we don't need others to remind us.
常常不要需要常常。
And we don't often need others to remind us.
因为我们是做自动自发的。
Because we can do it, we can be proactive.
那在箴言第六章啊，下半段。
And in Proverbs chapter 6, the
有提到说啊，这些人啊，有在睡觉。
And it also mentions that these people are sleeping.
不是说我们不能睡觉。
And it does not tell us that we cannot sleep.
而是这里的睡觉，我们要知道这什么意思。
And we have to understand what does it mean when it says slumber here.
第十节说啊，打睡片时，打盹片时，所以常常可以看到说他们这什么。在休息。
And in verse 10 it says, a little sleep, a little slumber, and you can see that they're always resting.
那当然这个你可以想成说在肉体上睡觉。
And you can think of it as physically sleeping.
可是在属灵里面啊，有所谓属灵的睡觉。
But in the spiritual, it can also, there will be spiritual sleep.
我们来看这些是什么事情。
And we can see what these things mean.
我们放个书签在这里。
And we can have a bookmark here.
我们看以弗所书第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5.
十四节。
Verse 14.
五章十四节
Chapter 5 verse 14
这里说所以主说你这睡着的人当醒过来从死里复活基督就要光照你了十五节
15
你们要警醒行事谨慎行事不要像愚昧人当作智慧人十六节
16
要爱惜光阴因为现今的世代邪恶十七节
17.
不要做糊涂人要明白主的旨意如何十六十八节
18.
不要醉酒酒能使人放荡能要被圣灵充满在这十四节圣经上说主说你这睡着的人要醒过来
and in verse 14 says that those who are asleep wake up
而且还从死里复活这从死里复活是指着灵性上要复活起来
And also says, arise from the dead. That means spiritually we have to be wake up.
那怎么醒过来呢?
And how can we wake up?
从十五节到十八节这样教导我们。
And it tells us in verse 15 to 18.
说你们要谨慎行事,不要像愚昧人,要像智慧人。
That you have to walk circumspectly and not as fools, but as wise.
换句话说这些信徒,有些信徒在睡觉的信徒他们常常在犯罪,没有谨慎行事。
And to it also means that these members, when they're sleeping, they commit sins.
做些丑事所以变成愚昧人才是愚昧人。
And they do some foolish things, and that's why they're considered fools.
那十六节要爱惜光阴睡着的人会好像不太注重这个光阴，不注重时间。
And in verse 16, it tells us that we have to redeem the time. And the people who sleep, they don't tend to treasure the time.
一天过一天，一天混一天。
And they just each day is wasted by.
那到底成就什么也不知道。
And nothing is accomplished.
神的旨意是什么呢？ 也没有更加仔细了解。
And God's will is not understood as well.
那这么这样子在活生命，真是可以说浪费时间了、啊。
And you can say that living a life and like this is a waste of time.
十八节啊，说不要醉酒，酒人使人放荡。
In verse 18 it says, "Do not be drunk with wine." And because
有些人在睡觉，就是啊，在属灵上睡觉，就是他们在追求一些属世上的那种享受快感啊，那很注重，后来越追求越放荡。
And so some people, when they're spiritually asleep, they treasure the things of the world, and they let go of...
越放荡越 loose, become more loose,
And they become more indulgent.
可圣经上告诉我们说要醒过来就是要什么被圣灵充满了要多花点时间、啊、祷告。
And the Bible tells us that in order for us to wake up, we have to be filled with the Holy Spirit and pray.
要警醒祷告。
And to pray diligently.
那十九节啊要参加聚会啊所以可以、有这赞美诗啊有道理啊来互相勉励。
In verse 19, it says that we should attend more services and sing hymns, so, yeah.
互相勉励。
And we could encourage one another.
所以我们不要再睡觉有时候再玩一下嘛没关系嘛、哦、在这边就玩一下享受一下了。那这一边享受一边玩一下到最后没什么时间啊什么在灵修所以灵性上就变贫穷了。
And so we shouldn't just go asleep and go play anywhere, and our spiritual life ends that way.
那圣经上说啊，我们翻回这个箴言。
And go back to Proverbs.
第六章
，Chapter 6,
十一节
，Verse 11.
说你的贫穷啊，就必如强盗速来。
And so your poverty shall come to you like a prowler.
你的缺乏仿佛拿兵器的人来到。
And your need like an armed man.
这是在形容说啊，这个人贫穷，好像碰到一个强盗，把他什么东西都抢走了。
And this is trying to describe that there's this poor person when they met a robber, the robber robs him of everything.
所以不勤劳，真的就是常常被人抢啊。
And so when a person is not diligent, they will be robbed constantly.
所以我们要装备自己。
And we have to prepare ourselves.
从蚂蚁上学习什么叫做勤劳。
And to learn from the ant, what does it mean to be diligent?
不止这样子，我们看这个箴言二十四章。
And Proverbs chapter 20.
这记载第二个经节。
Proverbs chapter 24, and this is the second verse.
二十四章的三十节。
Chapter 24, verse 30.
这里记载的另外一个层次的勤劳。
And this mentions another degree of diligence.
二十四章三十节。
Chapter 24, verse 30.
箴言二十四章三十节。
Proverbs 24:30.
我经过懒惰人的田地，无知的人的葡萄园。三十一节。
31.
荆棘长满了地皮，刺草遮盖了田面，石墙也坍倒了。三十二节。
32.
我看见我就留心思想，我看着就领了训诲。
33.
打碎片时，打钝片时，抱着手，躺卧片时，34.
34.
你的贫穷就必如强盗速来，你的缺乏仿佛兵器拿兵器的人来到。啊，在这里啊，提到另外一种层次的懒惰。
And here it mentions another type of laziness.
为什么这个会懒惰呢
？And why is this lazy?
圣经上是说他是。无知
And the Bible mentions that he is ignorant.
无知会使人懒惰
And ignorance will cause a person to become lazy.
为什么会这样说呢
And why would it say it this way?
因为有知识的人、啊、有真正知识的人他会知道说我这样做我会得到报偿
And when a person is really wise, they will understand when they do this, they will have a reward.
他也知道说他会得到什么
And they will know that what they will receive.
所以他们会很积极。
And they will be alert.
我们在世上有很多人这种这个创办家，就是很多的公司啊，就是有些人创造出来的。
And many of the businesses in this country are all being innovated.
那这些创办家呢，他们头脑啊，知道一些事情。
And so these innovators, they have things they're thinking in their head.
他们努力的来去实现。 他们的愿望。
And they work very hard to accomplish what they want.
那所以他们成就了，那也表现他们的知识，他们的想法是正确的。
So when they become successful, it proves that whatever they think is right.
那这些人啊，就是没有想到说会得到奖赏，也不太确定会不会得到奖赏。
And these people here, they're not too sure if they will be rewarded.
那我们工作，这为神工作的时候，我们要有一个认知啊，神会跟我们撒谎吗
？And when we work for God, we have to have an understanding would God lie, would God lie to us?
圣经上很清楚告诉我们啊，我们做什么，神要赏赐给我们什么。
And the Bible tells us that no matter what we work, there will be a reward for us.
在启示录22:12啊。圣经告诉我们说啊，我们看一下这个经节。
And Revelation chapter 22 verse 12。
启示录22。
Revelation chapter 22。
启示录22:12。
Revelation 22 verse 12。
启示录22:12。
Revelation chapter 22 verse 12。
看哪、啊，我必快来，惩罚在我，要照个人所行的报应他。请念一次。
Verse 12, And behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me, to give to everyone according to his work.
真的有知识的人知道说啊，我要好好做，因为什么？神绝对会赏赐给我的。
And a person who is truly wise, they will understand, they will work very hard, because they know that God will give them reward.
可是假如没有把这个句话放在心里面啊，管他的，到底有没有，我还不知道嘞，我不太确定。
But if this concept is not within the heart, and they would just say, I do not care,
那么我们就其实变成一个无知的人，拒绝神的话，到最后会被灭亡。
Then we might become a foolish person, and in the end, we'll be destroyed.
那我们翻回这个三十节。
And let's turn back to
24:30。
Turn back to Proverbs, verse 30.
所以我们要有知识，而且要有这个目标。
So we must have a wisdom, and also we must have a goal.
那你想这些的人真的是无知吗？我相信这些无知的、这些懒惰的人呢，绝对。想他是很有智慧的呢。
And do you really think these foolish persons they're really foolish? I believe that these foolish persons in their own eyes they're wise.
这常常发生，圣经上也这样讲。
And this happens all the times, and it mentions in the Bible.
这些懒惰人觉得他很有智慧。
And these lazy people consider themselves to be very wise.
我们看这个箴言26:16。
Proverbs chapter 26.
箴言26:16。
Chapter 26, verse 16.
这里说啊，懒惰人看自己比七个善于应对的人啊更有智慧。
And the lazy man is wiser in his own eyes than seven men who can answer sensibly.
圣经是这样说的，懒惰人看自己很有智慧啊，你说怎么可能呢？
And so the Bible does mention this, and how is this possible?
他为什么这样想？我们看这个十三节，箴言26:13。
Chapter 26:13。
懒惰人常这样说啊，懒惰人说，道上有猛士啊，街上有壮士啊。
And this is what the lazy man will say. There's a lion in the road. A fierce lion is in the streets.
这什么意思呢
？And what does that mean?
意思说啊，哦，工作啊，撒种啊，收割啊，耕耘啊，太危险了，外面有狮子啊，有危险啊。
And they will treat their work as too dangerous to go outside because there are lions outside.
任何工作都有危险，不是吗？
And so any kind of work, there will be dangers.
可是啊，对懒惰人来讲啊，这危险特别的大。
But to the lazy, these dangers are especially too great for them.
而且每天都是有危险的，所以每天不想出门。
So every single day there are dangers, and they don't want to go out.
怎么说呢
？And how is that?
做任何圣工啊，都有危险的、啊。
And to do any holy work, there is danger.
那当然，我们要去知道危险在哪里。
And of course, we have to know where the dangers are, so we can prevent.
可是再怎么做、啊、还是有危险的、啊，对不对
？But no matter how we do the work, there will still be dangers.
那假如外面有狮子，我怎么办？我拿刀出去啊？
And so if there's a lion outside, we have to take a knife out.
Sword.
对，
假如狮子打过来啊，可以防备自己啊。
So when the lion
防备这个狮子。
So when the lion comes to attack us, we can defend ourselves.
所以当我们做圣工的时候啊，我们有神的道啊。
So when we do the holy work, we have the words of God.
那不要因为有些危险就放着，一直放着不做。
And so just don't neglect the work because there are some dangers.
就放着，一直放着不做。那这就像这个人懒惰的人说，外面有狮子，没办法做。
And so don't just keep on leaving the work there and not doing it, just like this lazy person here.
我们应该有个积极，就是说要冲破困难。冲破我们自己这种环境啊，使我们可以富足，都有困难的，要富足中间都有困难，我们要冲破这些一切困难。
And so we have to have an urgency, so for us to go through all these difficulties.
那我们效法保罗的态度，我们看《使徒行传》。
And we can follow Paul's example in Acts.
为什么神会选召他来做使徒呢
？And why did God choose him to be one of the disciples?
他的精神啊，值得我们来学习。
And his attitude is worthy for us to learn.
因为所谓的勤劳，也可以说忠心了、啊。因为你只要不勤劳，怎么可能忠心呢
？And diligent can also be understood as to be faithful.
只要懒惰，怎么算忠心呢
？And if you're lazy, how can you be faithful?
我们要做个忠心的仆人。
And we have to be a faithful servant.
我们看这个《使徒行传》二十一章。
Acts chapter 21.
第十节。
Verse 10.
第十节
Verse 10
我们在那里多住了几日有一个先知名叫亚加布从犹太下来十一节
11
到了我们这里就拿保罗的腰带捆上自己的手脚说圣灵说犹太人在耶路撒冷要如此捆绑这腰带的主人把他交在外邦人手里设解
12.
我们和那本地的人听见这话都苦劝保罗不要上耶路撒冷去十三节
13.
保罗说你们为什么这样痛哭使我心碎呢我为主耶稣的名不但被人捆绑就是死在耶路撒冷也是愿意的十四节
14.
保罗既不听劝我们便住了口只说愿主的旨意成就变了、啊、在这里提到、啊、有个先知找这个保罗告诉保罗说、啊、你这次去耶路撒冷、啊、会被捆绑住交给外邦人
And here it tells us that there was a prophet telling Paul that this time when you go to Jerusalem you'll be bounded and put it up
其实保罗 自己知道去耶路撒冷是神的旨意
And Paul knew himself that for him to go to Jerusalem, it's God's will.
因为神常常启示保罗啊，让他知道说，不管他去什么哪城哪地啊，都有逼迫困苦等着他。
Because many times God will reveal to Paul beforehand that no matter which city he goes, he will be persecuted and suffer.
啊，可是这时候这些信徒啊，当然有爱心呐、啊，可是他们爱心不是出于真的智慧。
But of course, these believers at this moment, they had love, but their love was not out of true wisdom.
其实在阻挡圣工啊。
And actually, they were a stumbling block for Paul's work.
啊，他们哭啊，说保罗不要去啊。
And they were weeping and asking Paul not to go.
保罗说：“你不要这样哭啊，你使我心里很难过啊。”
And so Paul responded, saying, "Don't weep, because it makes my heart sorrowful."
可是啊，他没改变他的主意啊。
And he still did not change his plan.
十四节说保罗不听劝。
And verse 14 says he would not be persuaded.
保罗决定还是要去。
And he decided to still go.
是其他人觉得说对啊，那愿神的旨意成全啊。
And to others they will say, indeed, let the will of the Lord be accomplished.
说这些信徒啊，学习到神的旨意是什么，而且要顺服。
And these disciples, they learn what is the will of God and to submit to it.
后来保罗真的就上耶路撒冷去。
And then later on, Paul went to Jerusalem.
那我们在做圣工上啊，我们也要这种态度。
And so when we do holy work, we have to have this kind of attitude.
有时候我们举些外面例子啦，比如说我们有时候教会在找人去非洲啊，找人去这个多米尼，就说南美洲那些，还是印度，就是比较荒偏僻地方。
And using some external example, sometimes the United States GA will assign people to go to Dominican or other places.
那人通常有借口说，我不要去。
And people often have excuses they don't want to go.
对，的确有些是，假如说我们去那边帮不上忙，而且可能会很多麻烦的话，带给很多麻烦，那最好不要去。
And maybe some excuses are right because they are afraid that they will hinder the work when they go there.
可是有一些人不想去什么，怕受苦。
And some people they don't want to go because they are afraid to suffer.
说懒惰的人啊，什么怕麻烦，怕受苦。
And so a lazy person will be afraid because they don't want to suffer.
可是作为神的百姓，神的工人，我们不要怕受苦。
And to be the chosen people of God, we should not be afraid to suffer.
因为我们所受的苦，神都会报应给我们，赏赐给我们。
Because every suffering we go through, God will reward us.
哥林多后书第四章十六节十七节那边说啊，保罗说我们所受的苦是自沾自轻的苦啊。
And in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16, Paul tells us that the suffering we go through, they are light.
这是为了要帮助我们以后得到极重无比的荣耀。
And this is to help us to, in, that the glory that will be in the future.
那智慧人就会把握机会，现在就是机会啊，得救的机会，工作的机会。
And so a wise person, they will hold on to the opportunity, and for now is the time of work.
因为到了天国还是到了地狱啊，什么事情都不能做。
Because when they enter into heaven or hell, nothing else can be done.
没办法在这世上做任何东西啊。
And nothing can be done on this world again.
所以我们一个认知，在世上我们要把握机会，就像保罗，不要怕受苦，受苦绝对会来临的。
So we should accept the works that will cause us to suffer.
我们看这个箴言啊。
And let's turn to
Proverbs. 二十章的第四节。
Chapter 20, verse 4.
箴言二十章第四节。
Proverbs 20, chapter 20, verse 4.
第四节。
Verse 4.
懒惰人因冬寒不肯耕种，到收割的时候，他必讨饭，而无所得。请念诗。
Verse 4. The lazy man will not plow because of winter, and he will beg during harvest and have nothing.
这里述说，懒惰的人啊，在寒冷的天气啊，冬天的时候不会去耕种啊，不会去耕耘。
And so here it tells us that the lazy man during the time of cold weather they would not go plow.
因为在那时候，我们知道农夫啊，春天快到了，所以在之前呢，他要把这个土啊翻一翻，使这个土啊准备好，所以以后可以撒种。
And so we know for a farmer, before spring arrives, they will go outside to till the ground so they can put the seeds in.
可是懒惰人说啊，好冷啊，不要了，改天啊，改天又很冷，改天啊。
And then a lazy person they will say that, we'll do it another day.
圣经告诉我们说，我们传福音啊，就像撒种、耕种一样，不得时得时都要做。
And the Bible tells us that for us to preach the gospel is just like plowing, no matter it's in season or out of season, we should do it.
不得时就是啊，有时候会受到逼迫，人家不想听啊，可是我们还是要稍微讲一下，给他最少撒个种给他。
And even though we're under persecution, we still should continue to say to them and to sow the seed.
所以我们翻回这个箴言翻回二十四章。
Proverbs chapter 24.
箴言二十四章。
Proverbs chapter 24.
所以这个懒惰人呢、啊、是无知的人，他不知道要做什么。
And the lazy person is an ignorant person because he does not know what he has to do.
那三十一节述说啊，荆棘满了地皮啊，刺草盖了田面。
And verse 31 it says, and there it was, all overgrown with thorns. It was a surface was covered with nettles.
在圣经里面，创世纪三章十八节说啊，荆棘的由来是因为人的犯罪。
And it tells us that in the Bible that the sin is
the source of.The existence of the thorn is because of people's sin.
And the existence of the thorn is because of people's sin.
这是在形容啊，不只是田地充满了这个什么荆棘啊，而是说心中啊也充满了什么罪。
And not only does this tell us that the field was is covered with thorns, but also our heart is filled with thorns.
我们听过主耶稣说过这种撒种的比喻，有说四种的土。
And we heard Jesus mention the parable of the four soils.
那第三种土啊，就是荆棘的土，就是代表我们心啊，有些人呢、啊、是被什么 世界上的钱财的迷惑啊，今生的享受啊，还是一些东西啊，充满了心啊。
And the third type of soil mentioned by Jesus is just a thorn in the heart, and it is the thorns that represents the worries or the desires we have of this world.
说这无知的人没有去好好去什么拔草啊，就是让它继续长。
And so this ignorant person did not pluck out the weed, but instead let it grow.
其实他好好耕种的话，把常常拔一下的话，只是多做一点的话，他以后就有收成了。
And if this person worked a little harder and they plucked out all these thorns, then later on they will have reapings.
那石墙也坍塌了。
And then the stone wall was broken down.
这个石墙是代表我们的信仰。
And the stone wall represents our faith.
那这个石墙有坍塌还是有破口啊？就是我们人有弱点啊。
And when this stone wall is broken or it has a weak point, then that means we have weakness.
这些石墙其实是要保护里面这个田地，葡萄园。
And the stone wall is supposed to protect the field or the grapevine.
葡萄园在圣经里面象征着信徒的团体的团体，大家聚集在一起，就是像个葡萄园一样。
And so the grape vineyard represents that it's the gathering of all the believers.
指的是教会。指的我们家里，指的我们这个个人自己。
And it could represent the church, our family, or ourselves.
那我们要看，我们教会是不是有破口？我们个人的灵修是不是有破口？我们现在我们家庭是否有破口
？And we have to see if the church has some weak points, or our family has some weak points.
是不是我们家庭鸡犬不宁？为什么
？And why is it that our family is not together?
鸡犬不宁就是常常吵架。
And why is it the family is always arguing?
还是教会很少工人，为什么绝对有破口的
？And we have to understand, ask why is there so little workers? There must be some weak points.
为什么我常常犯罪
？And how come I always sin?
都有破口。
And these are all the weak points.
我们不要说放着不做，我们要把它修补起来，要找想破口在哪里，那怎么做才会不会再犯罪啊？
And we cannot just not do anything about it, but instead we should find out what is the weak points.
那这个作者三十二节就说他留心的观察。
And the author in verse 32 says that when he saw it, he considered well.
他看到别人，他为什么他今天会到这个地步？看他所作所为以前啊，原来是这样子啊。
And so when this person, after examining, he said, "Oh, this is why I received it. Receive what I did."
有时候我们不一定要已经很失败了才知道我们错在哪里，有时候看看我们周围的人从他们缺点失败都学到警戒了。
And so sometimes we don't have to wait until we are so we're a big failure to realize what we did, but instead we should look around us to see what others have done already and their lackings.
我只要看到别人这样子没有什么在追求，我想说OK， 其实这段时间他可以抽空出来，那段时间可以抽断出来，我就告诉我自己，好，我以后要这样做。
And so if I see a person around me is not doing anything, and I notice his mistake, so next time I will know what not to do.
那我自己先做好了，有时候改变别人很难，就先自己做了。
And so I will start with myself and do it myself first, because it's hard to change others.
所以我们不要再再睡觉了。
And we should not be sleeping.
让我们这次在灵恩会全心全路的好好祷告，来好好听到。
And so this time in the spiritual convocation, let's use our whole heart to pray.
所以跟大家分享了这个箴言这两篇经节都提到什么叫做勤劳。
And so I share with everyone these two verses about what does it mean to be diligent.
假如没有自动自发，其实我们在这方面上就懒惰了。
So if we should be proactive, but if not, we'll be lazy.
那我们只要没有知识啊，没有真的相信的话，那没有什么目标的话，我们也是很就很懒惰了。
And if we're not wise and we don't have much knowledge, then we'll also become lazy.